You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Robbins. This week we're doing part two of the bromances. Just a heads up, these stories switch from chapter to chapter with different point of view characters, usually in first person. I'm going to do my best to try and indicate this with voices, but I'm an amateur, so chances are that won't always come across. But the character whose point of view the story is being told through is always going to be named in the chapter heading. Sometimes that's the only clue you're going to get, but I do try for different voices, both in the writing and the reading. You get my best effort. Okay, the bromances, part two. Sage says 10 out of 10 would break up with again. I had this bloody song wriggling under my skin, trying to get out. I had a few lyrics, a theme. I was maybe halfway to a chorus. But mostly right now, it was rhythm. And that meant thumping out a beat on anything that came near me. Walls, beer cans, my thigh, my phone. And of course, the long drink of hotness currently stretched out and naked in my bed. If you keep composing a tune on me, I'll claim royalties, grunted Jules Nightshade, his face buried in my sheets. Too early in the morning for this shit. That's what you get for banging a drummer, I said, and laughed at myself because no one but me was going to appreciate drummer puns. It was like 11 a.m, but we were students, and it was the beginning of our mid-year holidays, so, yeah, way too early. Good call. I need coffee, Nightshade muttered. He wasn't wrong. I found a line of my song somewhere near his spine, and as I tapped out the repeat with my fingertips, his skin sparked against mine. Damn it! We'd downed triple espresso shots at 4 a.m. before tearing each other's clothes off. And they're already fading from our systems. Coffee, nature's own anti-magic potion. The easiest way for two high-grade magic users to tamp down their powers, long enough to get messy in the bedroom, without burning the house down. My sheets were dropping in temperature, as Nightshade's core of magic, ice powers, of course, began to return. If I kissed him right now, I'd be huffing steam into his mouth like a kid running outside on a winter's morning. Good thing I wasn't going to kiss him. So, said Nightshade, rolling away from my tapping fingers and offering me his frostiest glare. His blonde hair was, at its best, dishevelled, straight off a pillow. He looked less like a pretentious dickhead like this than when he was in his club clothes, all gel spikes and $1,000 leather trousers. Sometimes my taste in blokes embarrasses even me. I waggled my eyebrows at him. How annoying did I have to be to get him to voluntarily leave my bed? Maybe I was relying on the wrong technique. If I was sweet to him, would he run for the hills? We were never going to know. Neither of us could do sweet. So, I said, wanting him to get on with it. I had a song to find. So you're going on tour for a week with your band? Nightshade said the words, your band, in the same tone someone might say, your STD. Like he didn't dance to our sound every Friday night. Like he didn't love strutting up to me when I was sweaty and exhausted after a show. Like that wasn't a gleam of possessive want all over his face, every time he dragged me away from all the cuties that had been giving me hopeful eyes all night. 3 days, I said, letting the words drag out of my tongue. You sure you don't want to come? Hipster beards and piercings as far as the eye can see. DIY trench toilets, airbeds, all vegan catering. It's totally your scene. Jules Nightshade wouldn't even stay in a 3-star hotel. I knew my audience. He rolled out of bed now and started dressing himself in a very familiar, haughty air. Oh, we'd done this dance before. Good time for a break, don't you think? He said sharply. Put a little distance between, you know, this colossal error of judgment. Oh, baby, I said, flexing my biceps at him as I folded my arms beneath my head. Are you breaking up with me? 4th time since April, but I wasn't going to point that out. Let the man have some dignity. He hesitated over his choice of pulling on his own green cocktail-stained shirt for the night before or stealing one of mine. Nightshade has been systematically stealing band shirts from me ever since the night his mate Vale made off with my prize glory. the 2014 Kraken shirt with an embarrassing misprint. It's cute, the way he thinks I haven't been keeping track. But this was a nightshade breakup scene, so he buttoned his own shirt, pointedly, despite the stickiness. We don't fit, McLaren. It's too much effort, and I'm starting to get caffeine headaches even when I don't see you, so I kicked my doona off to give him a glimpse of what he'd be missing while I was up to my neck in damp canvas and henna tattoos. Jules huffed at me, annoyed, but that didn't stop his eyes raking down my body. Blow me before you say goodbye, I suggested in a low husky voice. If you put that line in a song, I'm going to fucking end you, he threatened. I laughed at him, and he left. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was one of our better breakups. And hell yes, I was going to put that line in a song. Road trip, road trip, chanted Dick. I tapped out the bridge of my almost song against the side of the van, while Juniper hauled her cello aboard, nestling it against the camping gear and as far from my drum kit as possible. Nah, mate, it's not a road trip if it takes less than 4 hours to get there. This is barely even a weekend drive. I don't see why I can't be in the van, Holly complained. I never get to ride in the van. Her better half, the twin I would have married already if I was straight, rolled her eyes like a champ and waved her clipboard. Of course Hebes had an honour to Pixie's clipboard. No bet she'd bought it new for the trip. Because Sage needs to be close to his drums or he gets sulky, and I'm trying to limit the number of possible murders this weekend, which means you and Sage don't get trapped in an enclosed space together under any circumstances. I blame you for denying me the authentic tour bus experience, Holly said, pointing her finger at me with all the emphasis of a wand. Not a bus. One show only. Not a tour, I corrected. We're not even stopping for lunch on the way. This is a camping holiday with a brief gig in the middle. Don't go telling on Instagram we're on a fucking tour. It's embarrassing. Oh, we're stopping for lunch, said Hebe, her left eyeball twitching ever so elegantly. If I don't get to eat dirty burgers and potato cakes from a roadside cafe, there is no point to any of this. I'm not travelling in that tiny little pixie car, Holly announced loudly, pointing at May's V-dub. I refuse. Sit me up in Juniper's cello case. I'm travelling authentic. Hebe gave her sister an unimpressed look. Broomstick or back seat? Those are your choices. Hebe was playing hardball. Everyone knew that Holly was goddamn dangerous on a broom. Her magic reacted badly to heights, and she had all the physical reflexes of a cockatoo on a sugar high. But shotgun, Holly whined. Broomstick or back seat? Fuming so hard, her hair was in danger of vibrating away its pink highlights, Holly stalked to the van and snatched her broomstick from our collection. I hate you all. I'll be there to pick a campsite before any of you get there. I reserved our site, said Hebe, starting to look worried. Not about the campsite, obviously. She'd had that locked down for months. But the sight of Holly holding a broomstick flashed up warning signs in front of all our eyes. Our Hol was the only witch I knew who was less likely to get into a mid-air collision when she was drunk and stoned than when she was sober. I'll swap whatever dinky sight you picked with the first metalhead I see, Holly said wildly. This little power struggle wasn't about Hebe, though she was getting the worst of it as always. It was about me. Somehow with band shit, it always came down to Holly and me fighting for control. Hey, said Deck, playing the peacemaker. You know the last episode of The Bromancers drops this weekend? We know, said Hebe impatiently, like he had mansplained to her that brooms were made of twigs. It's in the plan. There were some tech problems to work around, but May's on it. I'm on it, hollered May from the V-dub. We'll miss Dark Kelpie opening for Holy Water Hexology, but it's worth it. The bros are so gonna bone in this episode. It's gonna be great. Holly waved her broom dramatically so no one would miss her grand exit. I had a sudden vision of her splashed all over the highway because she was passive-aggressively flying too close to the rest of us. Fine, I said abruptly. Fuck it. You take the van. Everyone stared at me. Sage, I don't think I can fit your drum kit in the Beetle, said May slowly. Drums in the van, me in the bug. I faced down Holly, who looked bizarrely shocked at getting her own way. I'm gonna squeeze all 6'2" of my big bad self into the back seat of this tiny little pixie car. No offense, May. Fuck you, Sage. And you know why I'm gonna do it, Hol? Because I'm a team player. Holly stared at me, and then she smiled beautifully. Her fake perfect being nice to fans smile, made brighter by her perfect lip gloss. Sounds good. Hebe sidled up to deck. Drive carefully. There will be no living with Sage if anything happens to his drums. Yeah, said Deck. I love you too, Hebes. Your priorities are excellent, as always. I don't bluff. By the time May and Hebe had finished packing everyone else into the van, I was stretched out in the back seat of the Vita. Stretched out, maybe overselling the concept, but I was going for draped. Okay? Hebe snapped a pic. That's going on the Instagram. I have all your snacks back here, and I'm not afraid to eat them loudly right behind your ear, I sniped back. May slid into the driver's seat. Hebe snapped on her seatbelt. No Jules for this trip? I expected him to invite himself along at the last minute. Yeah, that's not a thing anymore. No big deal. Damn it, why did I say no big deal? That just made it seem like a big deal. I was failing so hard at casual right now. Brace yourself, May, Hebe said calmly, as we pulled out ahead of the van, making for the highway. I think our drummer wants to talk about boys. Yeah, no, never gonna happen. Here's the thing about me and Hebes. We were high school sweethearts. She was the perfect girlfriend. I would have stuck with her forever if I hadn't had my big gay crisis and thrown myself on her mercy. We're still friends. Best friends. Which is so much more than I thought I deserved when I first told her the truth. But there's some stuff you just don't dig into with your ex. Even the coolest ex ever. Jules Nightshade was top of that list. Lately he was the entire list. That was getting to be a problem. No point getting attached to a bloke whose second best talent was breaking up with me. Though his first best talent almost made up for that. So, I said, 3 minutes into our road trip. You know I'm right about the album, Hebes. Hebe groaned and smacked herself in the forehead. No. You did not wangle your way into this back seat to work on me about that bloody album title. It's between you and Holly and Juniper. You know that. My title's the best, I argued. My song's the best. Holly's only being stubborn because Resting Witch Face is a song about her, Sage. She knows it. We all know it. If it was a flattering song, maybe you'd have more leverage, but you wrote it when you were pissed off at her, and it shows. Best song ever, May said in so not an undertone. I caught her eye in the rearview mirror and mimed a high five. I don't get a vote anyway, Hebe said impatiently. I'm not... Hebes, please. You've been acting as our manager for months now. We did okay with that one back when Nora was in the band, because she was all organiser von spreadsheet, but once she left, we were a mess until you started, you know, tidying us up. But, said Hebe, sounding genuinely confused. Hopefully it would turn out to be flattered, confused, and not... Chuck Sage out of the car, confused, but I wasn't sure if she even knew yet how she was feeling about this. Hebe glared at May, who was snickering to herself. Shut up. I'm pretty sure, as our manager, you get a say on which song title we use for the album, I said smugly, folding my hands behind my head. Hebe turned around and gave me a very pointed stare. So, you and Jules Nightshade, is this a permanent breakup or yet another half-hearted passive-aggressive bluffing attempt because one of you got cold feet? I shrugged, pretty sure it's an excuse for him to get blasted and hook up with other boys while I'm away. Hebe blinked. We're only going for 3 days. He can't keep it in his pants that long. Remember how Jules Nightshade was on the list of things not to discuss with my ex? Yeah, this is exactly why. I gave her a cheesy grin. The sleeping around thing really did bother me, but I knew it would bother her. Maybe he didn't trust me to be a rock star monk and keep my own jeans zipped this weekend. Either way, I'm free, and I don't have to feel guilty about it because he did the breaking up. Can we leave it there? Fine, Hebe grumbled, and then added a bunch more grumbling on top of that, which I didn't strain myself to listen to. So, said May, in the awkward silence that followed, I'm going to share 5 of my favourite theories on how this season of the Bromances will end, and you're going to tell me how correct and brilliant I am. Deal? Okay. So it wasn't a proper road trip, and I spent nearly 4 hours in a tiny back seat, but it wasn't all bad. At least we stopped for dirty burgers and potato cakes along the way. And this weekend, at Mandrake Sands, it was going to be epic. I could feel it in my bones, almost as deep as that song I hadn't found yet. All I had to do was convince Holly that Resting Witch Face was the name of our next album, and everything else would be gravy. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.